In contrast, if you make cheese, you process the entire volume of milk, said Tatova. Even the byproduct from cheesemaking, called whey, is in high demand from commercial food makers for flavoring and nutrition, or gym enthusiasts to bulk out the protein in their diets. European Union dairy processors have been making more and more cheese. As a result, the bloc's butter production has steadily declined and is expected to hit an 8-year low this season, according to estimates from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA. Milk production itself is also becoming more challenging. In Europe, farmers' herd sizes are shrinking due to financial pressures, and they now face added risks to their cows from blue tongue virus, said Jose Saiz, a dairy market analyst at price reporting agency Expana. Lumpy skin disease, which can curb an infected cow's milk yields, is also making its way into Italy and France. Changing tastes. Just as butter has fallen out of favor with dairy processors, consumers are developing a stronger taste for it, particularly in Asia. Global consumption of butter is expected to grow 2.7% in 2025, outpacing production, according to the USDA. In China, demand has already grown by 6% in just 1 year. Usage in India, the world's largest consumer, is up 3%. Western consumers are also eating more butter, which for years was shunned for being unhealthy, as they look to cut ultra-processed foods out of their diets. At the newly opened Mochella restaurant in London District, the brown butter and bread that was so popular at its sister eatery, Perilla, has been replaced with olive oil. Before the recent price hikes, you'd put a lot of butter into the pan to baste that piece of fish and meat, said Ben Marks, who heads up the kitchens at Perilla. Now you've just got to be much cleverer. Vocabulary focus. Linger. Spur. Stockpile. Byproduct. Bulk something out. Lumpy. Outpace. Shun.